Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Once, while Jesus was on his way to heal someone else, a woman who had been suffering from a hemorrhage for years and years saw Jesus passing by. She'd been to doctor after doctor with no improvement, and she thought to herself, "If I can only touch the hem of his garment, I can be healed." And she reached out and she touched the hem of his garment, and she was healed. And Jesus stopped, and he turned, he looked around, and he said, "Who touched me?" None of the apostles knew what he meant. "Who touched you, Lord? Everyone's touching you." But the woman knew what he meant. She knew that she'd been healed, and she knew that it was him. And she came before him, and she bowed to the ground. And he said, "Rise, daughter, your faith has made you well." What a strange, beautiful story. But what exactly does it mean for us? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The first thing to notice was that the woman's problem was embarrassingly personal. Other people in the gospel go right up to Jesus, and their problem is clear to everyone. "I'm blind. My boy has epileptic fits. I can't walk." Well, this woman doesn't do that. She has a sense that this very difficult gynecological issue isn't the sort of thing to declare in front of the mob. And she probably doesn't want me to declare it now in the rosary. But of course, she still wants to be healed. And she doesn't want to go on living like this. So she tries to find a way of being healed by Christ discreetly. And Christ gives her the opportunity to do this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now notice that it's not just the woman who seeks healing in a discreet way. It's Christ who heals her in a discreet way. He knew, of course, that he had healed her. He's God. He knows everything. The reason she was healed was that he made a conscious decision to heal her. He made a decision to heal her without making her publicly declare her problem. Now remember, all of Jesus' miracles of physical healing are images of the spiritual healing he offers. And how many of us have private, secret sins, faults, addictions, resentments? How many of us want to be free of these problems, but they're not the sort of thing we want to broadcast? So Christ has given us the opportunity to receive his healing without making a public confession of our most ugly, embarrassing issues. We can go in absolute secrecy to the confessional. We can sit on the other side of a mesh screen and we can receive Christ's healing. We don't need to go public with all our problems. In fact, one of today's problems is that nobody seems to be discreet about any of their sins. There's way too much public oversharing, almost as if people like the attention they get from going around talking or posting about the most shocking or disturbing sins. Our sins are something we should be embarrassed about, so we should be discreet about them as well. And we can go to Christ quietly in the confessional, unsensationally, without any impulse of exhibitionism. And he will quietly, privately, take away our sins. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So it's often appropriate to be discreet about our sins, but it's not appropriate to be discreet about our salvation. Jesus allowed the woman to be healed without her having to publicly declare her private, personal problem, but he did want her to come and declare that she had been saved by the power of Christ. He looked around and said, "Who touched me?" until she came forward. So too with us. Our friends and our kids and our co-workers, the general public online, they don't need the graphic, grisly, sensational details of our sins. But they do need to know that we credit Jesus with any of the health and happiness we enjoy. We can't let people think we've just got it all together because we've got ourselves all together, and we have some life hack, we know the secret of success. Again, we don't have to get specific, but people need to know that without Jesus, we're a total mess. So let's be discreet about our sins, but let's not be discreet about our salvation. Let's let the world know that we owe everything to the Lord. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
One final point about the woman healed from her hemorrhage. It says that she'd spent all her money and all her time over the past 12 years looking for some kind of cure, and nothing worked. And it turned out all she had to do was go to Jesus. The moral of that part of the story is obvious. No one can give us the healing we ultimately need except for Christ. Therapies, programs, strategies, these can do some good. They can all help. But only in the confessional do we meet Christ in the full capacity of spiritual healer. It's as simple as touching the hem of his garment. It's quiet, it's discreet, and it takes away all your sins. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, By the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what did this make you reflect on?
It's a long story. So if you have a direct intention of what you want to talk about, I might derail it if I start.
Well, I was thinking, the first thing that I was thinking was, isn't it amazing how people post their sin?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's partly because as humans, we need some place to confess our sin.
There's a long time ago, they're not a YouTube channel anymore, but there was a YouTube channel. I think it was just called Cracked. I don't know where the title came from, but they did a lot of videos that were also talking, it was pop culture mostly, but they also talked about just interesting things about society, I guess. And I saw one video, I never clicked on it, but it was just titled, There Should Be Non-Religious Confession.
Yeah.
And it was just the blatant desire to confess, exactly in relation and awareness of Catholic confession, which, to be clear, anyone can actually go to confession. You can't get absolution. But you can, if you wanted to, you can go tell your sins to a priest. You're technically allowed in.
I used to, when I was working at the university, students would come into my office and they would tell me all their sins. And then I would call upstairs,
mm-hmm,
to one of our priests and say, are you available for confession?
Yeah.
And then I would turn to the student and say, now you've done your dry run. You're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
The priest is waiting for you.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I can't absolve you.
Mm-hmm.
I can't forgive you.
Yeah. Again, not to say you can get absolution, but it's interesting that so many people do have that desire, and it's such a need for vulnerability amongst people, but also that people want the affirmation that they're okay and what they're doing is okay when they're constantly posting their sins. Or this is getting very, very popular in that sort of culture of people being like, I'm a sinner, I'm evil, absolutely, this is who I am. And they're trying to own it, essentially.
Which is good. We have to own our sin, mm-hmm, meaning take responsibility. But we can't bear the weight of our sin. This is it.
Mm-hmm.
The weight of our sin will crush us.
And again, my concern is actually they're not owning it in the right way. They're not saying, I'm responsible. They're saying, I'm evil. I'm not going to do anything to change it. And I like it. In defense of themselves.
Yeah. But the weight of the sin, the guilt of their sin will crush them.
Mm-hmm.
Because psychologically, we need to get it off our soul. The weight of our sin will crush us. There's the most amazing mosaic in the Garden of Gethsemane in Jerusalem. Where it's this mosaic over the place where Jesus took on the weight of the sin of the world and it crushed him and he sweat blood.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're there, you see what sin did to him, and it shows us what our sin does to us. It crushes us. And so we need somewhere where we can get rid of our sin, and only he can take it. This is the power of confession.
Mm.
Only he can take it.
Mm.
So we have to go give it to him, give the weight of our sin to him. Because it will crush us.
Yeah. We keep thinking that if everyone knows about it, then if everyone knows about our sins, then we're not going to be. That's the thing that's weighing us down. That's not the thing that's weighing us down. It's not just hiding the secret.
Yeah, it's the guilt itself,
mm-hmm,
that will crush us.
So it's not, confession isn't just, oh, now that I told someone, I feel so much better.
Though that's part of it.
It's, go into that.
Well, Alcoholics Anonymous learned that being able to express what you've done wrong,
mm-hmm,
to another human is hugely,
mm-hmm,
important for us as humans.
Yeah.
but it doesn't go far enough.
Yeah.
We need someone who can actually take away the guilt, mm-hmm. the weight of the guilt, and that's only God.
Yeah.
And I, every time I go to confession, I literally experience
mm-hmm.
the weight of the world being taken yeah. off of me.
That's always the best description of it.
I always feel actually lighter.
Mm-hmm.
So then the big question is, if that's why I, what I actually experience, and many people have experienced this, why do we not go?
Mm-hmm. I think that will always be the trick of the devil.
What do you think practically prevents people from going?
I'll tell you what I always say. I'm always like, oh, I can't find a confession time. They're inconsistent. I don't know where, because I know the daily mass times, I know mass schedules, even adoration, but confession, I'm half the time I don't know when it's happening. Or they're like, ah, I've got nothing to confess right now. Or in the more severe case, the moment you do have something you want to confess, you're like, well, I don't want to say it.
Exactly.
Now I don't want to do it.
Those are really the three big reasons mm-hmm. that I think that people don't go. Number one, we think, I should go to confession, but I don't know what to confess, because we haven't done a regular examination of conscience.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing we should do.
Yeah.
Every day we should do a little examination of conscience. It just takes 2 minutes.
Anytime I pat myself on the back to say, oh, you know, I can't think of anything to confess right now, that's not a good sign.
No, I know. But the reason we don't do an examination of conscience is we don't have it built into our schedule. It's mm-hmm. not a routine. So I find it's like brushing your teeth. You should attach it to some part of your day. Meaning most people brush their teeth in the morning and before they go to bed.
Sure.
Oh, those are two parts of your day. Your mark, it's a routine. Yeah. I get up, I brush my teeth. Before I go to bed, I brush my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying we should attach your examination of conscience to some part of your routine.
I was only laughing because I feel like brushing your teeth is the one habit that I'm not going to forget to do that one. I've just got to do it before I leave. But that's fair.
Secondly, it's true. Now, where we live, there's a lot of confessions times, but there you may be in a place where maybe they only offer it on Saturday afternoon right before Mass, which most people are doing stuff on Saturday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not very convenient. There's only two things a priest can do that no one else can do, really. Celebrate Mass and hear confessions. Those are the two things the priest mm-hmm. should be doing. Don't be afraid to set an appointment with your priest for confession.
Now, if we're not getting complaints from priests after this, that they're getting a lot of calls about scheduling confession, then we haven't done our job.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, let's take the last one, the big one. We're embarrassed. So, do you really think you could come up with a sin that the priest has never heard?
It's so funny how long it took me to realize that, especially when I was living on a college campus. And I'm like, it's not that we shouldn't look at ourselves like, ah, well, I'm not the worst of the worst, I'm fine. But it's not like people aren't confessing sins.
Right.
They're not walking into the confessional to say, forgive me, Father, for I've just been so good, for I am the best.
I'm not a priest, but I can imagine that priests, they want to really help a sinner. Mm-hmm. I would think that they get bored with the super. I think that priests get bored with hearing superficial sins.
Superficial is a good word for it.
Whenever
they know that I don't feel like the real help is being done.
Exactly.
Because I can't make you
yeah.
say what's really eating away at you, but we all know something is.
I love it when I've really struggled with an embarrassing sin. I finally confess it, and the priest says to me, thank you for making a really good confession.
Oh. That reminds me of the time I got pulled over for speeding, and he goes, hey, thanks for wearing your seatbelt. Like I was doing the bare minimum, but it made me feel so good.
Yeah. Yeah, the priests appreciate it when we make a really good confession. So let's not be embarrassed. And number one, that they are not going to remember. They don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're hearing so many, and you can't come up with a new sin.
Yeah.
So why carry the weight around? Go get rid of it. Take it to the only one who can remove it, Jesus, in the confessional. I'm going to go to confession tomorrow.
Looks like I'm going to have to make a phone call.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.